دنیای ما، جامعه ما.
Our world, our community with Debbie Amini.
دوستان، در این قسمت خانم لانایرا مرفی مهمان برنامه هستند. ایشون برای سمت اسمبلی ممبر دیستریکت 46 سان فرناندو ولی فعالیت میکنند. در حال حاضر آقای آدرین نظریان مسئولیت این پست رو به عهده دارند و هم آقای نظریان و هم خانم مرفی طرفداران حزب دموکرات هستند. تفاوت اصلی بین این دو نماینده نظرشون راجع به اسمبلی بیل شماره 5 یا همون AB5 هست. گوش میکنیم به خانم مرفی و با نظرشون در رابطه با این لایحه آشنا میشیم. لانایرا، welcome to today's program.
Hi, thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you. Lanaya, please explain, what is AB5 and why are you against it? Why don't you want this law to be passed or to this bill to be passed?
Well, AB5 is a bill that was passed and it was enacted in January of this year. And the bill was advertised to help people who are being taken advantage of and targeted for misclassification. And a lot of the talk has been around Uber and Lyft. But there was very minimal discussion on how it would affect our independent contractors and freelancers, like musicians, interior designers, transcriptionists, translators, physical therapists, graphic designers, fitness instructors, the list goes on. The bill touches on many different job sectors, any that deal with a 1099 or a independent contractor or freelancer. And what AB5 does is it makes it very difficult to be a 1099 or an independent contractor or freelancer. And there are several reasons why I think it should be repealed and that I'm against it. One is that it disproportionately affects women, and especially women of color, for a couple of reasons. One is that women tend to gravitate towards independent contract work because of the flexibility it allows them. They can control their hours of work. They're not stuck or pigeonholed to a 9-to-5 job, especially if they're a stay-at-home mom and they're trying to make supplemental income for their family. Before AB5 was enacted, there were exemptions to the bill. So there were some professions that could actually skip the ABC test of this bill and go to the previous test that was a little bit more less stringent. And some of these exceptions, like lawyers were exempted. And, you know, lawyers is a male-dominated field, but paralegals weren't exempted, which are mainly females. Doctors were exempted, for example, but many in the medical field were not, like therapists, medical interpreters, nurse practitioners, et cetera. The state is going to set aside $20 million in order to enact this bill in a fiscal crisis. And what's going to happen is small businesses or medium businesses who don't know that this bill has been passed and that it's going to be enacted next year when they file their taxes, if they have, according to the state, misclassified an employee, they will have fines. So it's $5,000 per misclassified employee, and it can go up to $25,000 per if it looks like it was intentional. And then also, if you are, it looks like you're misclassifying employees, they are able to essentially audit you and put some of these hefty fines on you.
From my understanding, if that's the case, there won't be anything like self-employed anymore. Is that correct? According
that
to this
is.
Bill, everybody has to be hired by a company or an organization or something and work under another big group supervision. Nobody can work for herself or himself anymore. Is that correct?
Well, there can be self-employment. What you would run into trouble is if you try to hire someone else to help you out for, you know, a couple hours. So, for example, if you're a photographer, a wedding photographer, and you're going to go take pictures, but you want to hire another photographer to help you out that day, then you have to make them an employee, and you have to do all of the payroll taxes, all the paperwork to make them a W-2, even if they're only working with you for 2 to 3 hours that day.
Let me just briefly translate this, but I still have another question for you. دوستان تازه که خانم مورفی دارن توضیح میدن که این لایحه شماره 5 اسمبلی چطور کار میکنه، که این لایحه در واقع پس شده در جنوری ولی ایشون میخوان که با اون مبارزه کنن. به این صورت هست که کسانی که به صورت ایندیپندنت کانترکتور قبلا میتونستن کار بکنن، یعنی مستقل بودن و هنری رو داشتن، شغلی رو بلد بودن، میتونستن سرویسی رو ارائه بدن و میتونستن کاری رو بگیرن، الان دیگه به اون صورت ایندیپندنت کانترکتور نمیتونن اون شغل رو داشته باشن، باید حتما و لزوما هایر بشن و یا اینکه خودشون میخوان کسی رو بگیرن اون شخص رو هایر بکنن. کسی دیگه نمیتونه 1099 رو برای مالیات درآمد سالانه پر بکنه و نه تنها این مشکل ایجاد میکنه برای همه افرادی که صاحب مشاغل کوچک هستن یا از طریق هنری که دارن یا خدمتی که میتونن به جامعه بکنن درآمدی رو دارن، مشکل یکی این که متوجه بیشتر خانم ها خواهد شد، بیشتر متوجه خانم هایی که از نژاد سفید نیستند خواهد شد، و بعد کسانی که ممکنه از این قانون اصلا آگاه نشده باشن، نمیدونن که همچه قانونی هست، کارو انجام میدن و بعد طبق قانون میتونن جریمه بشن و این جریمه ممکنه $5,000 یا حتی در مواردی بیشتر هم باشه. و برای من عجیبه که همچه قانونی پس شده، بنابراین میخوام ازشون خواهش کنم که خیلی خلاصه توضیح بدن که چرا اصلا همچه قانونی پیشنهاد شده. Ms. Murphy, my question for you real quick is that with all you explained, I think everybody should be against this bill. But what was pro? Why this bill was even passed in January? Why did they bring it up and wanted this bill to be passed?
They wanted to be passed for large corporations. A lot of the narrative has been around Uber and Lyft and them misclassifying their employees. And a lot of people agree that Uber and Lyft are doing that, and so they were in agreement, but they didn't talk about all of the small businesses and all of the independent contractors that would be affected along with this bill. And just really quickly, Uber and Lyft haven't even implemented this. They've been fighting it. That's how we got Prop 22 on the bill, is because they're paying to get out of AB5.
I see. So again, the rich becomes richer with this bill.
Exactly.
And the medium class, or actually people with low income, it's going to be even harder for them. It's going to cause more hardship to them.
Exactly.
Okay. دوستان، همونطور که شنیدید این لایحه طوری هست که باز هم به منفعت کسانی کار میکنه که در جامعه از ثروت بیشتری برخوردارن و باز به ثروتمندتر شدن اونها کمک میکنه. و اگر مخالف هم چیزی هستید و میخواید مشاغل کوچیک رو پشتیبانی کنید، شاید شما موافق باشید که این بیل پس نشه، این لایحه پس نشه. و این چیزی نیست که شما خودتون بتونید رای بدید، باید اسمبلی ممبرتون، کانگرسمنتون و سناتورها برخلاف این رای بدن. So Lenoira, now that we have you with our audience, if they decide to vote for you because now they understand what is the harm of this AB5, and if they live in your district, which is District 46, please tell us where on the ballot are you. I believe it's your name and Mr. Nazarian's name. So please let me know how they can go ahead and vote for you.
Yeah, so I'm on the ballot. We're on the under California State Assembly, and Adrian Nazarian's name is first, and then my name, Lenoira K. Murphy, is second. So they can choose me.
Very good. پس عزیزانی که در دیستریکت 46 زندگی میکنین، اگر که دوست دارین که کسی برای شما مدافع حقتون باشه به عنوان ایندیپندنت کانترکتور بتونین کار بکنین، به خانم لانایرا مورفی میتونین رأی بدین. لانایرا, thank you so much for being with us today. I really appreciate your time. But unfortunately, the time is up and we have to say goodbye to the audience.
All right. Thank you so much for listening. And please go out there and vote.
Definitely. Everybody go out and vote. اگر میخواین راجع به خانم لانایرا مورفی بیشتر یاد بگیرید, توصیه میکنم که به وبسایت ایشون, اگر اسمشون رو گوگل بکنین, وبسایتشون رو پیدا میکنین و باز هم میتونین بیشتر راجع با ایشون آشنا بشید. تا چند لحظه دیگر با ما باشید.
دنیای ما, جامعه ما.
Our World, Our Community with Debbie Amini.
دوستان, آخرین مهمان برنامه امروز آقای جیمز برادلی, کاندیدای ریپابلیکن برای کنگرس از دیستریکت 33 کالیفرنیا هستند. تد لو از حزب دموکرات از سال 2014 تا به امروز این سمت رو به عهده داشته. ببینیم که آقای برادلی چه برنامه‌های متفاوتی برای آینده کالیفرنیا در نظر دارد. Mr. Bradley, welcome. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you, Debbie. It's an honor to be with you today.
Thank you. So let me ask you, why are you running for Congress? What are you going to do differently?
I'm running to represent all the constituents, including my loving Persian family in the district, which, honestly, the incumbent Ted Lieu has ignored for the last three terms, 6 years now. So I want to be your voice to bring law and order back to our district, refund the police so we can protect our families, our businesses, also represent us in D.C. As you know, D.C. is very difficult for anyone to work in, but having so many years working with in business as well as the government, we have the right background to make effective change in D.C. for our constituents.
That's correct. So you talk about law and order, which is really a huge need in California. We do need that. What are your plans? You said you want to refund them, which is great. Where are you planning to get the budget from?
Well, at the federal level, we control the purse strings of the federal dollars. What I'm going to do is I'm going to create a bill that will create a budget that we can give to the sheriff's department as well as the local PD, Los Angeles PD. So that normally they're funded by the state tax dollars. However, with federal dollars coming in, we can help them do retraining. We can give them the right equipment and the technology to be very effective.
Thank you so much. Let me quickly translate what we just discussed, and then I'm going to move on to my next question. دوستان عزیز, آقای برادلی دوست دارن که صدای ایرانیان باشن, چیزی که حریف ایشون یا رقیب ایشون تد لو در عرض چند سالی که این سمت رو به عهده داشته انجام نداده. از جمله برنامه هایی که در نظر دارن این هست که قانون, لا و اوردر رو قوی تر بکنن در کالیفرنیا و میخوان بودجه رو در نظر بگیرن که به پلیس دیپارتمنت داده بشه, هم برای تعلیمات بهتر, همین که اونها وسایل بهتری داشته باشن, تکنولوژی بهتری داشته باشن که بتونن وظیفه خودشون رو بهتر و جامع‌تر اجرا بکنن. Mr. Bradley, I want to ask you about homelessness. Do you have any plans that would help the Californians with the problem of homelessness that we are facing these days?
Thank you, Debbie. Yes, I've been working for the last year and a half trying to understand why there's so many homeless. We have now over 66,000 homeless on the street in Los Angeles. 4,500 are homeless veterans. So I found out there's a lot of corruption, money coming in from the state. We had a bill that was passed a year or so ago called HHH, $1.5 billion to go into homeless housing, and we found out that only one facility was built, and very few of those rooms have been occupied. So with the past incumbent, the past candidate, his name is Dr. Wright, he and I, along with the constituents within the district, we created a program to house the homeless, get them off the streets. We have to enforce what they call the vagrancy laws and put them in the housing. Those that have drug and alcohol problems, we have them going to repurposed hospitals, sort of like USC, get them, go through detox, and then they have housing there to take care of them, their medical needs. And then we start training them to get them re-entry into society. So the biggest problem is all the elected officials continue to ignore the problem. I will not ignore the problem because we have sustainable solutions to protect our citizens. We're done with walking over the bodies, them encroaching in our areas or neighborhoods, that we have to walk over needles and drug. And can you imagine, and I'm sure that some of your listeners could relate to this, when you go into Santa Monica, Venice Beach, Malibu even, the smell, the disgust that we have to put up with. And it's not doing them any good by allowing them to live this way. So we have to physically remove them from the streets, put them in housing, go through training and all the rehab.
That would be wonderful. I think building a rehab would be really necessary, and it's going to, I mean, I'm no Congress person or anything, but I just my personal life, yeah. I think that would be something wonderful to do. You mentioned Dr. Wright. Are you talking about Dr. Kenneth Wright, who is the ophthalmologist?
Yes.
Okay.
That's right.
I know him, and I am a real fan of him. He's a wonderful, wonderful human being. So I'm glad that you and him are working together on this. It sounds like a good plan. I just want to ask our audience that if they really want to change in the future, if they're not happy with what's happening now, maybe it is time for change. Maybe it's time to vote for a new person and bring on people with new vision, different plans. و خواهش میکنم شنوندگان عزیز اگر که دوست دارین که تغییر رو ببینین در کالیفرنیا در مورد مسئله افراد بی خانمان در مورد law and order و دفاع از پلیس شاید وقت این باشه که بخواین به افراد جدیدی این فرصت رو بدین و انتخاب خودتون رو در مورد اون When we talked about law and order, I forgot to ask you, what about the other first responders? We have wildfires in California, and it's becoming a major issue. And when I had an interview with the chief of the fire department, he mentioned that they really don't have enough budget to provide the necessary items to be able to fight. They do their best, but they definitely need more budget to provide more, with the technology, with the facilities and everything. Do you have any plans to support them financially?
Yes, I do. The fire service and the fire departments are well underfunded now. And once in Congress, again, I control the federal purse strings, we can create a budget or a plan and a bill that will subsidize those fire departments and those rescue first responders. I know that Governor Newsom has taken money away from those various departments that are critical to keep the fires down. And that means, cleaning the forest to properly groom the forest. And also there's other things we can do together. Once in Congress, we can create other bills that will provide resources and money for irrigation systems along the coast. Because the coast, we have so much water. Why can't we use that water to water down those high, intense areas during the hottest time of California, during the summer months? So there's a lot of great innovation that we could use, but it needs money. So once in Congress, we can create bills, and we can put that money where it should be, directly with the forestry service, fire departments, and the first responders.
That would be wonderful. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, we're running out of time, but I just want to encourage people to go vote. And Mr. Bradley's name, James Bradley, is on the ballot. Mr. Bradley, you want to tell our audience where to go on the ballot to vote for you? Go ahead.
Yes, depending on where, what city you live in, I could be first or second in line. That's in for District 33 U.S. Congress. You can also visit my website at bradleycongress.com. That's B-R-A-D-L-E-Y, congress.com. And reach out to me, call me. I'd love to talk with you, because once in Congress, my door will always be open to my Persian brothers and sisters and family. Always.
Thank you so much. I have been a witness of that even before that. I remember that somebody needed help and you went out of your way finding information and texting me and the person. And I really appreciate that. دوستان به آخر برنامه میرسیم. Once again, Mr. Bradley, thank you so much for being with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you again.
Thank you. روز خوش و خدا نگهدار. هفته بسیار خوبی رو برای شما عزیزان آرزو میکنم.
دنیای ما، جامعه ما.
Our world, our community. With Debbie Amini.